SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israeli and Hamas officials are holding talks in Egypt on a U.S.-drafted peace plan to end the war in Gaza. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the administration is hopeful these talks will make progress.
You've seen all sides of this conflict agree that this war needs to end and agree to the 20-point framework that President Trump proposed. It's an incredible achievement, and the administration is working very hard to move the ball forward as quickly as we can.
Tomorrow is October 7th, 2 years since the brutal Hamas attack on Israel that sparked the war. Illinois and Chicago have filed a lawsuit aiming to stop the deployment of hundreds of National Guard troops to Chicago. Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked the president's move to send troops to Portland, Oregon. The Senate this evening failed again to pass government funding and end the six-day shutdown. It was deja vu on Capitol Hill as two votes each fell short of the 60 needed to advance. The same measures failed last week, prompting the shutdown and the furloughing of hundreds of thousands of federal workers. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there are serious consequences to closing parts of the government.
You've got women, infants, and children that are not getting nutrition supplements, the programs that the federal government pays for and they desperately need. We've got veterans' health services being suspended. We have telehealth services for people who have disabilities and get their health care at home. They're not getting that right now.
House Speaker Mike Johnson interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The CDC is no longer recommending COVID-19 shots for anyone. It's leaving the choice up to patients. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 posted gains that resulted in all-time record highs. Meanwhile, the Dow was just off by a fraction. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has permanently closed its two clinics in the state of Louisiana.
With the closures, Louisiana became the fourth state in the U.S. with no Planned Parenthood locations. The organization cited mounting financial and political challenges that made operating in the state no longer possible after more than 40 years. The news was welcomed by pro-life advocates. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wrote on social media that, quote, "This is a win for babies, a win for mothers, and a win for life," unquote. George Williams reporting.
A woman who was inside a Michigan church when her father and three other people were killed says she and the gunman locked eyes and she sensed his pain. In a Facebook post, Lisa Lewis said she was able to look into the gunman's soul and see his feeling of being lost. She said she instantly forgave him with her heart and went on to say, "He let me live." The man was shot and killed by police. This is SRN News. There was a deadly mass shooting in Alabama over the weekend.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is vowing to take action after a Montgomery shooting left two people dead and 12 injured. Ivey said that Alabama will increase its role in public safety following the mass shooting. Montgomery police said the shooting began when one of the 14 victims was targeted, leading others to fire their own weapons. Seven of the victims are under 20. Ivey said Capitol troopers will expand their patrol areas and she'll seek more resources for state law enforcement. No arrests have been announced as of Monday morning. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Starting next month, all medium and heavy-duty trucks imported into the U.S. will face a 25% tariff rate. President Trump announced the escalated tax. He has said new tariffs are designed to protect U.S. companies from unfair outside competition. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce had urged the administration not to impose the truck tariffs on its allies. More details at srnnews.com.